And here's the Fred Allen Show, presented by the makers of Tenderleaf Tea and Shepherd Tea. It's high time to think about your flower garden. And here's the way to get your seeds at a record-smashing bargain. Get 88 different flowers, including 12 brand-new exclusive All-America Award winners. Yes, this collection is exclusive. Can't be bought in the stores. If it could, you'd pay approximately $1.55 for so many seeds of such high quality. But they're yours for only 25 cents in coin and the top from any Tenderleaf Tea package sent to Tenderleaf Tea, Box 4, New York City. You get low border flowers, medium heights, tall flowers, including award-winning marigolds, zinnia, hollyhock, blooms the first year, and giant hybrids, scabiosa. Get carnations, African daisies, asters, snapdragons, amaranthus, foxglove, petunias, poppies. 88, all different. And you get a booklet full of garden tips. Send one top from any Tenderleaf Tea package and only 25 cents in coin. Address Tenderleaf Tea, Box 4, New York City. Ask your grocer for Tenderleaf brand tea and send now. Offer good in USA only.
Calling Portland, calling Portland.
It isn't Day May Witty, kiddies.
The makers of Tenderleaf Tea and Shepherd Teas present the Fred Allen Show with Fred's guests Oscar Hammerstein and Richard Rogers, Portland Hopper, Minerva Pius, Peter Donald, Parker Fenley, the DeMarcos, Al Goodman and his orchestra, and oh yes, Kenny Delmar.
Last Friday, ladies and gentlemen, was the first day of spring. In the spring, a young man's fancy. Tonight, we bring you a man who isn't.
Don't drag it out. Drag me out.
Here he is, Fred Allen.
Thank you. Thank you, and good evening. We could have put two commercials in that announcement and had a 15-minute program. Thank you, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Portland, as the farmer said to Sears and Roebuck when they delivered his Murphy bed, I'm glad you didn't forget the spring.
Oh, spring is wonderful in New York.
Yeah?
The birds, the trees, the green things.
Green things? Name me one green thing you've seen in New York City.
The St. Patrick's Day Parade.
Well, you trapped me there, thanks to your writer, didn't you? Well, the St. Patrick's Day Parade, that was greener than a grasshopper's shin. It was some... I felt sure there was going to be some reaction after that. Came mostly from me, fortunately. Say, it was some parade.
Well, I couldn't get across Fifth Avenue for 6 hours.
Well, you should have done what I did.
Well, how did you get across Fifth Avenue?
Well, don't let this out. I joined the ancient order of Hibernians. I marched 4 blocks in the parade at an angle and stepped out on the other side of the street. Works every year. The joke is getting a little old, but... The parade?
Mama says, why is it every March 17th,
yeah,
they let 50,000 Irishmen hold up traffic and parade down Fifth Avenue?
Do you know anyone who can stop 50,000 Irishmen?
50,000 other Irishmen.
How right you are. But tell me, Portland, what is new this week?
The flower show just finished.
Oh, did you go this year?
Yes. Mama won first prize with her milkweed.
A milkweed won first prize?
It was homogenized.
Oh. Did you see the Tom Brenneman orchid there?
Tom Brenneman orchid?
Yes. I think Mr. Brenneman sent his orchid in a hurry. There was an old lady still pinned to it. Just wanted to make sure there were people in here.
Cymbidium received an honorable mention.
Cymbidium?
You didn't think I could pronounce it, did you?
I didn't.
Always sneaking words into the script, trying to stick me.
Now, look, I don't know anything. I would have put a rose in there. Would have had a thorn, and a thorn could have stuck. Look, I don't know anything. I don't know anything about flowers, Portland. I wouldn't know a hollyhock if I met one coming out of a pawn shop.
Oh. Tree a mile away.
Oh, how can you tell a dogwood?
By its bark. to eat tonight.
You sure are full of something. Well, I guess things are bad all over. Georgia's down to one governor again. And I am off personally. I'm off for Allen's Alley.
What is your question tonight?
Well, recently, Dr. George Gallup held a poll to check on the public's reaction to modern inventions. Now, the question Dr. Gallup asked was, is there any invention which you wish had never been invented? And that is going to be our question tonight.
Shall we go?
As the razor said to the midget, let me show you a shortcut. Good to get back to Allen's Alley, Portland. Say, I guess the senator's expecting company. I see there's an alligator barbecuing in the backyard there. Well, let's knock.
Somebody, I'll say somebody did you know what to my watches.
Yes, I know.
Claghorn's the name, Senator Claghorn, that is.
Well, Senator...
What's on your mind, son? Let's have it. I got a haul pelt. I'll have to cut and run any minute. I got to take my singing lessons. Oh, Susanna, don't you cry for
me. Wait a minute. Singing lessons, you say?
I'm singing with Margaret Truman on the radio.
Oh, really?
Little old Harry asked me.
Harry, huh?
Said he'd like to hear Margaret as a duet.
A duet? Well, Senator, I didn't know that you sang.
Well, son, down Tallahassee way, I'm known as the one-man choir. The Swamp Soprano.
The Swamp Soprano?
I had to stop singing at revival meetings. My top notes kept tearing holes in the tent.
Really? Moody and Sankey were complaining. Well, tell me, Senator, which invention do you wish had never been invented?
Well, son, there's three inventions the South could do without.
Three inventions?
Well, there's the mule.
Yeah?
Man who invented the mule put thousands of Southern women out of work.
I see.
Then there's money.
Money?
Money is an evil invention, son. Yeah. And I'm proud to say we in the South have very little to do with it.
What is the third invention, Senator?
The alarm clock, son. The South banished that clanging contraption in 1647.
You've had no alarm clock since 1647?
No, son. That's why the South has been asleep for the last 300 years.
Well, I guess in the South, there's good snooze tonight. Now, I wonder if, I'll just skip over them and we'll come. I'll ask questions later. I wonder if Titus Moody is around.
Howdy, Bob.
Say, is that a blackboard you have there?
Yeah, I've been down in the pig pen taking inventory.
You count the hogs and mark them down on the blackboard?
Yeah, I've been a hogging and a chalking.
You have a keen wit, Mr. Moody.
You get me started, I'm a barrel of fun.
Tell me, Mr. Moody, is there any invention you wish had never been invented?
Why, I could do without the radio.
The radio, hey?
Yeah, I don't hold with furniture that talks.
No.
Talking should be left to people.
You had a distressing experience?
Yeah. Fella come through here sharpening sickles by appointment.
I see.
While he was honing my sickle, we felt talking.
Uh-huh.
He says, Moody, he didn't know me well enough to call me Titus.
I see.
He says, Moody, put a radio in your barn. It'll perk up your fowl and cattle.
And you bought a radio?
Yeah. To my everlasting premeditated consternation.
What happened?
Why, one day all the hens' nests would be empty. Next day every nest would have two eggs into it.
You mean?
The hens was listening to Double or Nothing.
Oh.
And again, every Saturday night when that barn dance program come on, the horses and cows would be do-si-doing till all hours.
Well, no wonder you're mad at radio.
Yeah, the final blow come last night.
The final blow, huh?
I come home, my wife's got the hit parade on. She's going out the front door.
Yeah?
She's wearing a rubber coat and galoshes and carrying an umbrella.
A rubber coat, galoshes, and an umbrella? Where was your wife going?
To see what they do in Rio on a rainy night. Sure.
Titus can go back to bed now. Let's try this next door. Ah, Mrs. Nussbaum. Tell me, what about this invention business?
One invention I couldn't stand, but positively it's the telephone.
The telephone? Why?
To me, the telephone is typifying the excruciating.
Excruciating?
This is a word?
Oh, yes, yes. Excruciating. Excruciating is a word.
I thought maybe I am ad-libbing.
Oh, no. No, you're doing fine.
To me, sometimes it seems I'm talking with a dialect.
Oh, no. It's just your imagination. Well, tell me, Mrs. Nussbaum, why do you wish the telephone had never been invented?
Always at the wrong times. It is ringing.
How do you mean?
When my head is in the oven cooking.
Yes.
When I'm busy making with a vacuum cleaner.
Uh-huh.
When I'm up to my neck in the washing machine.
Yes.
Always is ringing with the telephone.
I see.
Saturday night is coming, the last straw.
Well, what happened?
I am in the bathtub singing for joy.
Yes.
Is ringing as usual, the telephone.
You had to get out of the tub?
Down two flights stairs I'm going, dripping.
Uh-huh.
I am getting madder by the stair.
By the stair.
Off the hook, I'm snatching the receiver.
Yes?
A voice is saying, you are Pansy Nussbaum?
Uh-huh.
I am pulling out by the roots the telephone and throwing out the window.
I see.
Suddenly, from the yard, the telephone is saying, this is the pot of gold. Yikes!
You lost the money?
I'm going crazy. Ever since, I'm talking to myself.
You talk to yourself? What do you say to yourself?
Drop dead.
Well, that brings us to Mr. Cassidy, Shanny. Let's try Mr. Cassidy. Let's try here.
Oh, how do you do?
Well, Mr. Cassidy, how are you tonight?
Oh, terrible, terrible, terrible.
Really?
I'm a mass of frustration. I just come from Phineas Fogarty, the psychiatrist.
Did Fogarty analyze you?
Well, he said as a boy, I fell on an axe.
You fell on an axe?
I grew up with a split personality.
Ajax, you are in bad shape.
I'm not long for this world.
Well, tell me, Mr. Cassidy, which invention could you do without?
Oh, the automobile. Sure, it's destroyed the little niceties of life.
The niceties? How?
Oh, for example, take the patrol wagon. The Tippler's town car.
The patrol, hey?
Years ago, my boy. Oh, it was a pleasure to be arrested.
A pleasure?
You stood there quietly, leaning against the officer while he rang for the paddy wagon.
Uh-huh.
It was an open wagon. Your friends could see you were being conveyed to the Hoosco.
Yes?
They could immediately arrange a monster testimonial pig's knuckle dinner, climaxed by an all-day cruise up the river to see you.
And you say the automobile has ruined this?
Oh, today you're locked in a closed van. Nobody knows who's inside. You might as well be a law-abiding citizen.
I see your point.
Well, now, last Saturday night, while indulging in a bit of liquid abandon...
Yes?
Me friend Rinty Monaghan was apprehended.
Uh-huh.
Down the street a truck come flying. Ah, the gong was clanging. It was a dark night.
Yes?
When the truck drove away, the officer let out a shriek.
It wasn't the patrol?
Rinty was locked in a good humor wagon.
Well, packed in dry ice, didn't he freeze to death?
Fortunately, he had enough alcohol in him.
You mean?
Rinty was stiff, but he wasn't frozen. Goodbye, dear.
DeMarco sisters, accompanied by Maestro Al Goodman and his Sandhog Symphonist, the DeMarco sing If This Isn't Love, Girl.
A secret, I've got a little secret. If this isn't love, the whole world is crazy. If this isn't love, daisy, with moons all around, and cows jumping over, there's something amiss, and I'll leave my head if this isn't love. I feel just like the apple on top of Williamstown. With this I cannot grapple, because
you're so adorable.
If this isn't love, then winter is summer. Joy, joy, if this isn't love, my heart needs a plumber. I'm bringing a star.
At this time, we pause for product identification.
One topic that never loses its fascination is good food and how to enjoy it. Maybe this is one of the Sundays when you've gone out for dinner, so you don't have a cold roast or a chicken to nibble on at supper time. Well, even if you have skipped your big weekend food shopping, you needn't be short on Sunday supper ideas if you always have Shepherd Chevelle, C-H-E-V-E-L, Chevelle cheese food on hand. It keeps well, and it's always ready to give you that Sunday night favorite, the toasted cheese sandwich. It doesn't take a minute to slice some Chevelle, put it on toast, and melt the Chevelle under the broiler. And when that sandwich comes out, all melting gold and bubbly brown, just wrap that flavor of Chevelle around your tongue. That fine, honest flavor is something that has made millions of cheese lovers turn to Chevelle, the quality cheese food, to melt, to spread, to slice. Join these Chevelle enthusiasts. Get Chevelle tomorrow in the bright red package. And always say Shepherd, S-H-E-F-F-O-R-D, Shepherd for fine cheese.
That was just a snack of Oh, But I Do, played by Maestro Al Goodman, and as we, Hawk and Ferry, Philharmonic. Say, Portland.
Yes?
You think you can carry on for the rest of the program? I have to go down to night court right away.
Night court?
Yes. You know that summons I received last week? Rodgers and Hammerstein are suing me. They claim that show Piccadilly I wrote for B. Lilly last Sunday was stolen from their show, Oklahoma.
Are you going on trial?
On trial. Dick Rodgers and Oscar Hammerstein are my best friends, Portland. Two of the sweetest guys in the world.
But if they're suing...
Suing? It's a gag. I'll go down to night court. We'll have a good laugh. Portland, I'll see you later. I'll be back.
A dilly in the land of shilling pence and pounds, where a cop stop Bobby something smart is nobbing.
Gentlemen, can't go in there. The night court's in session.
My name is Oscar Hammerstein.
I'm Richard Rodgers.
Oh, Mr. Hammerstein and Mr. Rodgers. Well, your case is next on the docket. You can wait here in this anteroom.
Thank you.
I'll call you, gentlemen.
Oscar, every time I think of that guy, Allen...
He'd steal the potato out of a baby's bush.
Why, if a dunker's head was turned, Allen would steal a wet donut.
The nerve of that guy taking our show, Oklahoma, and calling it Piccadilly.
Fortunately, we caught him red-handed.
How did you happen to tune in on Allen's program?
I was trying to get Manhattan merry-go-round.
Oh.
I was a little early. Allen was still on.
By the way, Dick, that Manhattan merry-go-round...
I checked, Oscar. It's nothing like our carousel.
It's nerves, I guess.
I'm on edge myself. Since we trapped Allen, I suspect every song I hear on the radio.
Dick, we can't write all the songs.
With Allen around, we can't even keep the songs we've written.
Dick, are you sure we can't lose this suit?
I'm positive, Oscar. I read about a case in Downbeat. Seems the harp player in the Philharmonic at Carnegie Hall reached out to pluck a pizzicato. His E string was gone.
Stolen?
Yep. An old lady in the front row had cut out the harp string with a cuticle scissors. She was using the harp string for dental floss.
They caught her?
The old lady got 30 years.
30 years for just stealing a harp...
String. And Allen stole our whole show.
We've got him cold, Dick.
Oscar, how much are we suing for?
$10,000.
Let's make it a round number. $100,000.
It's all right. It's all right with me.
And a year suspended sentence. That'll frighten him.
Good. We ought to frighten him.
Oscar, let's really scare Allen.
How?
Let him serve the year.
Only a year. With good behavior, he'll be out in 8 months. In 8 months, our new show, Allegro, will be on Broadway.
Allegro? I wonder what Allen could do with Allegro.
If he's out in 8 months, we'll soon find out.
Oscar, if he gets out at all, our careers are in jeopardy.
You're right, Dick.
At least Freddie Martin waits until the composers are dead.
That's right, Dick. Why take chances? Let's make it 50 years.
Oscar, he's sneaky. He might escape. There's only one way we'll be safe. The electric chair.
The chair? Now, wait, Dick. If we give Allen a chair, how will it look? What will people say?
You're right, Oscar. What'll people say?
Oscar.
Yes, Dick?
Do you really care what people say?
Okay, it's the chair.
Good, Oscar. Now I feel safe. Your case is next, gentlemen. Follow me. Look, Oscar. Here comes Alan now.
Oscar, Dick. See, I got your summons, boys. What a laugh.
Let go of my hand, you pirate.
Get your hand off my lapel, you plagiarist.
Boy, you're not serious. What can I do?
Get your head shaved.
But, Oscar, Dick.
Rise, please. His Honor, Judge McKeister.
Order in the court. What's the first case?
And Oscar Hammerstein versus Fred Allen. The charge...
Wait a minute. Hey, are you guys the Rodgers and Hammerstein who wrote all them hit shows?
Yes, Your Honor.
Gosh, to think you guys wrote Oklahoma, Carousel, that picture, State Fair. What an honor for the Third Precinct Court.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Is this gentleman with you boys?
Oh, no, Your Honor. He's the defendant.
Defendant? What's that?
He's the one we're suing.
All right, what's your name, baggy face?
Fred Allen.
You look guilty to me already. Sit down.
Your Honor, I appeal.
You don't appeal to me! You sit down, Allen. Let's start the trial. Well, Mr. Hammerstein, what are the charges?
Your Honor, my partner, Mr. Rogers, and I charged the defendant, Fred Allen, with presenting on his radio program a musical sketch called Piccadilly, which was a direct steal from our show, Oklahoma.
Your Honor, I'm...
Quiet, Allen!
Your Honor!
Guilty or not guilty?
Not guilty. My production of Piccadilly...
Quiet!
Your Honor!
Quiet! If there's one thing I can't stand, it's a loudmouth! Now, Mr. Rogers, are you ready to present your case?
Yes, Your Honor. First, the title song of Oklahoma.
Oh, you mean that wonderful Oklahoma where the wind comes a-raking
down? Yes, Your Honor. Mr. Allen opened his show with Piccadilly.
Oh, that's good enough for me. It's symphonic type of tune.
Your Honor, I will admit that the melody may be similar.
Quiet, don't say quiet. Yes, Mr. Hammerstein?
Your Honor, Allen's plea is incompetent, irrelevant, and my material.
You have further proof, Mr. Hammerstein?
Yes, Your Honor. You recall our song, Surrey with the Fringe on Top?
You mean, oh, ducks and chicks and geese better scurry when they take you
yes.
out in...
This, Your Honor, is how this ballad burglar sang our song. For the cold, I don't give a hoot, 'cause I'm wearing my new union suit. Yes, I'm wearing my new union suit with a hinge on the back.
Stop! 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 This is musical treason.
But, Your Honor, let me...
Allen, shut up! If I had something on under this robe, I'd take it off and come down there and knock you flat.
Well, I couldn't be any flatter than Mr. Hammerstein singing.
Order in the court. Now, Mr. Rogers, what are you boys suing for?
Well, we're asking for $500,000.
Now, wait a minute. This is a frame-up. They've got to prove damages.
We will prove damages. Your Honor, I have a witness. Mary Snerd.
Mary Snerd to the bar.
Okay, come and judge.
Mary, what is your job?
I'm head usher in the balcony at the St. James Theater where Oklahoma's playing. Matinees, Thursdays, and Saturdays.
Mary, how's business been at the St. James Theater?
We've been jammed. It's been like the subway, only with a better class of people.
After Mr. Allen did Piccadilly on his radio program, what happened?
The next night, we were stuck with 80 gallons of orangeade.
In other words, business at Oklahoma fell off.
We caught a guy in the balcony cleaning chickens.
Miss Snerd, how much do you think Mr. Allen's plagiarism has cost us?
Just like you had told me to say back at the office, Mr. Hammerstein, $500,000.
I object! Quiet!
And you open your bazoo once more, I'm jabbing this gavel down at head first.
But, Your Honor...
I've done all I can stand. to the bar.
Yes, Your Honor.
Allen, there's crimes worse than homicide, mopery, and arson. A guy who would steal the music of Oklahoma.
But, Your Honor, I'm no criminal. I'm a law-abiding citizen, Your Honor. As a boy in Boston, I was known as Honest Fred.
Honest Fred? You're from Boston?
Yes, Judge McKeister.
Are you the little Honest Fred Allen who used to live back of Salt and Saul Saddle Shop?
Yes, Judge McKeister.
Honest Fred, don't you recognize me?
No, Judge.
Wait, I'll take off me toupee. There, you know me now?
Pinhead McKeister.
Hiya, Freddy, old boy.
Gosh, Pinhead, you a judge?
Yeah, what a laugh, huh?
Pinhead McKeister.
Your Honor.
Quiet, you! Hammerhead or whatever your name is.
Oscar, what did we crawl into this time?
What's happening to us should happen to Irving Berlin.
Oscar, I told you when you suggested suing Allen.
I suggested? It was your idea. I was against it.
But you
said... Quiet, you two bums! Say, Freddie, what was that song you wrote?
Oh, you mean Piccadilly.
Oh, that's terrific.
But, Your Honor, that's our song.
Yes.
Oh, Oklahoma. Hammerstein and Rogers, I ain't never seen a more fragrant piece of stealing. Your song, Oklahoma, is a direct steal from Honest Fred's song, Piccadilly. I find you two chiselers guilty.
Wait a minute, wait a minute, Pinhead. I'm not vindictive, Pinhead. Live and let live.
Gosh, Fred, you're a prince.
Oh, forget it, Dick.
Thanks, Fred. The way the trial is going, Dick and I might have got 20 years.
You say the word, Honest Fred, I can send these two monkeys up for life.
No. No, Pinhead. The world needs Rogers and Hammerstein and their songs. And I need their songs, too.
What do you want the court to do, Freddy? It's up to you.
Well, I've used their Oklahoma score. I wonder how Carousel would sound on my program.
Why don't you try it some night, Freddy?
Well, I haven't seen Carousel yet, Pinhead.
I can fix that. Rogers and Hammerstein?
Yes, Your Honor. Your Honor.
The court sentences you to give the defendant one ticket for your show Carousel, now playing at the Majestic Theater.
Yes, Your Honor.
Say, Pinhead.
Yeah, Freddy?
Now, look, if I'm going to steal the whole show, I'll have to have somebody with me, you know, to help write down the music and the lyrics.
Say, that's right. Rogers and Hammerstein?
Yes, Your Honor. Your Honor.
The court further sentences you to go with Fred Allen and help him write down whatever he wants to steal from your show, Carousel.
Yes, Your Honor.
Court's adjourned.
Before we remind you to remember Tenderleaf and Shepherd Tees in your shopping days, I want to thank Richard Rogers and Oscar Hammerstein for their visit tonight and for their many kindnesses in the past. Next week, our guest will be those pets of the 400, Max Bear and Maxie Rosenblum. Thank you and good night. Thank you.
Good night. Thank you. Good night.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.